Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for another podcast. If you are a regular listener, one of our loyal followers, thank you so much for being on this journey with us. And if you're a new listener, welcome. We're so happy that you've joined us. Please go back and check out our library of podcasts. We have podcasts dating back for at least 2 or 3 years.
Over three years.
There you go. But thank you for joining us. Today we thought we'd talk a little bit about the intimate relationship that we've all developed with our refrigerator during COVID.
Or should we say the dreaded relationship?
That's right. Not only our refrigerator, but the pantry.
Yes. I feel like with our children, we need to put a lock on everything.
I mean, I've seen so many posts on Facebook and Instagram about the relationship and how, okay, I'm going to stand up
bored.
Now. I'm bored. Good. Walking to the fridge.
Walking to the fridge.
People having to put a lock on that fridge.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things we tried to do right off the bat was create a schedule for the kids so that, like, we had even a schedule for eating, right? Like, because we wanted to make sure they were eating a proper breakfast, a proper lunch, a proper dinner. Because if it's left up to them, they'll just eat bananas all day.
Yeah.
You know, bananas, and they'll snack, like, all day. They'll eat dried mangoes and, you know, so you find these little bowls of, you know, dried mangoes laying around or, like, a banana peel. I don't know what it is about bananas. They can't find the peel can't find its way into the trash can.
Yeah, one of our twins, I have to tell this because this is pretty funny. She made herself a banana split the other night with two bananas. And let me tell you, and this is one of my twins. She's 11 years old, okay? And they're small. They're really skinny. And she's got this huge bowl that is probably perfect for a man.
Right.
A man serving with two bananas in the banana split, topped with the ice cream, the whipped cream, the chocolate syrup. Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the nuts.
Yeah. Grandpa would have been proud.
Yeah. And then afterwards, she actually said, "I am starving." Like, she finished the bowl and she said, "I'm starving." And
their metabolism is incredible right now.
And then I kid you not, 15 minutes later, she was sitting by my side with an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to let this go. This is Saturday night. You know, and we definitely, even on our end, have to reel it in a little bit with our snacks. You know, the other day, like over the weekend, Tina said, okay, she goes, "This is ridiculous." She goes, "What I'm going to do is take a bunch of vegetables, cut them up." We had baby carrots. She cut up some cucumbers and bell peppers and celery.
Yeah.
And she put four bowls like
at
eye level and said, "I'm going to put these snacks here. Here's the tub of hummus.
And here's all the nut butters."
That's right.
You have four choices of nut butters.
That's right.
Yeah. And then this is what I want you to snack on, as opposed to grabbing dried mangoes and a banana every single time you need a snack. So
just trying. You know,
The crazy thing is our kids also, and I don't know if you do this, but like everyone's really hungry right before dinner.
Right.
And here I am, like I'm in the kitchen, I'm making dinner for everybody. And everybody in that moment, maybe 10 minutes before dinner, has to come into the refrigerator and look for something. I'm like, close the refrigerator. We're going to eat in 10 minutes. I'm starving. I'm like, exactly. That's why we're eating dinner in 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Like, so that kind of self-control is really hard when you're home all day.
Yeah.
And you're not out and about staying busy. But the schedule has definitely helped. So that's something we just wanted to kind of give some tips for people that are struggling with their refrigerator right now.
Yeah. I mean, it is tough. It is tough. You know, most of us are at home and so, you know, kind of, incorporating that restraint has been challenging and, You know, we've tried with the schedule. The schedule does help. Mm-hmm. The schedule definitely does help.
It definitely, it makes sure that we're getting balanced meals three times a day, mm-hmm. so that it does require less snacking throughout the day. One thing I found is that if the kids don't take time in the morning, and if I don't take time in the morning to like make myself a healthy breakfast, mm-hmm. that I want a snack.
Yeah.
You know, and the snacks are, I mean, it's okay, intermittent, but like to like live off of snacks is not the idea, right?
Yeah. And I think a good mix of, you know, I mean, definitely the goal would be to have healthy snacks, you know, right. But if you're like, there's no way I'm going to put four bowls of cut up vegetables in my fridge. You know, I mean, so try to mix it up, you know, and whatever your snack of choice is, if you prefer whatever, potato chips or whatever it is you're eating, maybe the next snack you have, make it something healthy, you know, yeah. Some carrots with baby carrots with hummus or celery with peanut butter or almond butter on it. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, they're great snacks. Mm-hmm. They really are. And so one you of the can
things,
mix it up.
One of the things I've seen you make, which is really, really easy to make, that's a nice snack is grape tomatoes with avocado.
Oh yeah,
I know that's something you love. So like
I love
you'll just
that.
Throw some, and it's super easy because all you gotta do is open up an avocado, you know, cut it and dice it and stick it in a bowl, and then throw some grape tomatoes in there with some olive oil and sea salt, and you're ready to go.
Yeah,
but that's super easy snack, and because you know a lot of people are looking for when they want a snack, they just want to grab and go. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't want to, you know, prep. So
that is a very easy one, and it's so good for you. So yeah. good for you. So yeah, just get the cherry tomatoes and slice them in half and get your avocado and dice it and mix it up.
Yeah. And the one thing that I've been trying to do, which, you know, like when we go into the office every day, you know, typically I'm bringing leftovers from the night before. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing like the salad from the night before and whatever we ate the night before as my lunch. And, you know, that's all you have at the office, right? So that's what right. you end up eating. But when you're home, you have access to everything.
Right.
And so that's the challenge, right? So I've been kind of forcing myself to try to stick in that routine, like mm-hmm. go grab the salad. You know, go grab the salad as a snack. You know, eat that.
Yeah.
But it is hard. It takes a lot more willpower being at home.
It does.
Surrounded by
it does.
All
hey,
your
listen,
food.
It's hard yeah. for us. Even our kids admit it too, you know, mm-hmm. this is so hard. I just can't help it. You know, the pantry is there and the food mm-hmm. is there. The snacks are there. So it is tough. Mm-hmm. It is tough. So look, just try to incorporate at least one or two healthier snacks every day into your schedule of snacks,
right.
of snacking. You know, make sure you're drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
Make sure you're drinking a lot of water. I mean, that's another thing that's tough too. So, you know, for me, I struggle with my water intake. So I've really made it a point to have my water bottle with me. And in the morning before I start anything, you know, drink at least half a bottle or the whole bottle, which is, I think that's like a, 32 ounce mm-hmm. bottle that I have there. It's the Gatorade bottle. And just fill it up with water and drink it throughout the day, you know, and that'll help fill you up too.
Yeah, that's the other thing is if you are feeling hungry, you're probably dehydrated more than hunger. So try to replace one of the snacks with a whole thing of water, like yeah. what you're saying. That's a great idea.
Yeah, and the other thing that I'm trying to do with our water is, with the water I'm drinking, is to put the salts in it. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the electrolyte salts that also will help to curb some of those cravings. Mm-hmm. And that actually does help me a lot. Yeah. And so that's...
But definitely eating regular meals. Like mm-hmm. make sure you're scheduling to have breakfast. Make sure you're scheduling to eat a good lunch, eat a good dinner. That will definitely help curb snacking during the day. Try to put yourself on a schedule, have a plan for water. I mean, yeah. just like anything, you've got to be intentional.
You
with
do.
It,
and,
right?
and so look, if you don't have any quote healthy snacks in your fridge or in your pantry, next time you go to the supermarket, to the grocery store, what do you call it? Whatever.
The super grocery.
Uh-huh. Buy something, okay? Just buy a bag of baby carrots and buy a thing of hummus. And you know, and have it there. Have it there. Because if you have it there, you'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to eat it. I mean, we've proven that now during COVID, okay? We're eating whatever we see in the fridge. So go out of your way and buy that. Buy yourself an English cucumber and slice it up into circles and have it pre-cut and ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been nice actually, having all that pre-cut.
Yeah.
When the kids saw it, they were like, oh, this is going to be nice because I could just grab it, mommy. I just want to be able to grab stuff.
Yep.
You know, I was like, okay, good.
So,
and they have been eating it, so that's good.
Yeah. Okay. And let's talk about the healthier chip options, just really quick. You know, oh, I've got to have the chips.
Yeah, like one of Kai's favorite snacks is chips and salsa.
Yeah. So get the blue corn chips. Make sure it's non-GMO. And it
only has two or three ingredients.
Yeah. It's a healthier alternative. Make sure if it's got salt, if they're the salted, that they use sea salt. I mean, just...
Yeah, the Garden of Eaten and Garden of Life products are really great. But Garden of Eaten is the blue chip brand.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, and if you have a Sprouts or a Whole Foods, you know, they usually will have their own brands too. I mean, Sprouts has... I love their brand of blue corn chips. They use sea salt, and they're really good. So anyways, just some little tips to help you along the way during this COVID that hopefully you can also carry on even after COVID, and eat healthier, all right? Be intentional.
Do your best.
Do your best.
And be intentional.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us on this podcast, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.